This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, you know what it's time for, another fabulous episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast. But before we start, I wanted to share a very exciting announcement.
That we just got!
That we just
heard.
In the
last 2 minutes.
We are on the top 10 list for best health podcasts of 2018. That was reported.
Most popular.
Popular podcast of health podcasts of 2018 that was reported by Podbean and their tracking and podcast website.
If we can toot our horn for a minute,
may we just. You know, I just want to say, you know, we've come in week after week. We've done our thing. We haven't been looking online to see our, you know.
We don't.
At least
John's
I haven't.
The only one who knows the stats.
Yeah,
our
producer has, but I mean, we don't. We've not even gone for that. We've shot for cool podcasts. And to know that we made a top 10 list.
But isn't it cool? That means it's our audience that has done this, that
it
you are
been.
The most engaged audience. It's incredible because I'm telling you, when it comes to podcasts, some of health podcasts are the biggest ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the biggest.
Yeah.
So this is very cool. I mean, shout out to you guys, our awesome listeners. Hey, but we have a missing woman here, my little sis. And we have a replacement. Serene's family all came down with the throw-up bug.
Wow.
Serene calls it the dreaded lurgy, like every single one.
All of them?
Yeah, she was saying, Pearl, I started throwing up, but then Solace, little baby, was starting to throw up. We threw up so much. In the end, I just let it throw up on me. I was 3 a.m.
Just do
it's
it.
Like, there's so much throw up. We might as well sleep and throw
just
up.
Just body fluids?
Yeah.
No big deal. You know, that's interesting. The whole family, that is like a tragic, that's my tragic nightmare. Is the Iron I won't go
Sam,
into it.
Sam, her husband was throwing up too.
Oh, he was even barfing?
Yeah. Everyone was
no
barfing.
Nurse. It's like, who's going to make the breakfast?
No.
You know, when the whole family's down, it's like, who gets to like be cared for?
Hey, but today, so Serene is out of here today, but in her place, guys, we have someone. I'm so excited about this. So special.
It's a special.
Special guest. To mine and Serene's heart. Actually, Serene is so mad she's not here because Chris, we have Chris Honeycutt here, and Chris is like Serene's, aside from me, like Serene's best friend. And Serene doesn't have friends because she just has her family.
Yeah, just her kids are her friends.
Welcome, Chris. Say hi.
Hello, everybody. I'm happy to be here.
And put that mic right close to yourself.
I was right on that. I was going to say, Chris, needs to put that.
I'm just not used to having
can
that
Can I do
mic
an intro
right
of Chris or you want to, Denny?
No, it depends. You know what? You're going to get to do all the talking here
it's
in a minute.
It's my podcast.
And it's your podcast.
But go. Say what you want to say.
We want to welcome head coach Chris Honeycutt to the Trim Healthy Podcast. Now, many of you know that we have a coaching program at Trim Healthy Mama. It's for those of you who want to be a certified influencer for Trim Healthy Mama. You actually train, learn, get certified, and then you can influence your community representing Trim Healthy Mama. But Chris is our head coach. So if you want to be a part of that, you can go to our website, check it all out, but you will at some point be talking to Chris.
You will. If you become a coach, Chris is actually your
lord.
She's your lord. She's your mentor. She's what's the Star Wars word for it?
Jedi Master.
Yes, she's the Jedi Master of the coaching. But today, people, you get a free coaching session from the coach of all coaches, Chris. And can we talk about Chris for a little bit? Because aside from Serene and I, there's no other person that has done Trim Healthy Mama longer than Chris. We were arguing about how many years it's been, Chris.
Yeah, it's been over 7 years.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like 9.
Wow, yeah.
Because our first book's been out for 6 years, and then it took us 5 years to write, and you came in, and we started talking to you about it 2 years into the process of writing the book.
Yeah.
And so Chris feels like the veteran of all veterans of this. And not only that, she's such a great family friend, an incredible person. Chris is the mother of 9 children, and Chris has actually coached all her career, not Trim Healthy Mama in the beginning, but Chris was a lifestyle and a fitness coach.
Right.
And so today we're just going to pick her brain. She is coming to you with all her best tips and the way to simplify Trim Healthy Mama, the way she does it. And she has food sensitivities and everything. You know, you've heard Serene and I. We come here every week and we tell you how we do it. But here's someone else that has made this work for almost a decade. And so please get your friends to tune in today. You're going to want to hear this wisdom. flowing from her mouth. How's the way that to set you up, Chris?
Wow. I feel super special.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to be here. You guys have been such an influence in my life. We've gone through a lot of stuff together. We've known each other since 2000. Mm-hmm. That's how long it's been.
Wowzy.
Yeah, long time. And when we would get together at Serene's house on the couch, we would be talking about all kinds of health stuff. We would be all over the place with our new fad, our new thing. And what
we
are you?
We went through it all together.
We did, which was amazing.
Yes.
And I learned a lot. For a lot of years, I went through sickness that I didn't know really what was going on. And so I tried all kinds of diets, all kinds of supplements. I spent thousands of dollars searching and seeking out what the problem was. And so when you guys started coming up with Trim Healthy Mama and you were teaching me about it, I did have a few clients at the time, personal training clients. And I remember going, I don't know what this S thing is. I don't know what this E thing is. Just tell me.
Yeah.
And you taught me this. And so I started implementing it into my life and into my client's life. And it began to change and transform lives. Mm. And so all the years in my fitness business, over 25 years, I have never ascribed to any way of eating and said, like, this is it. You know, I've tried all kinds of stuff. Oh my gosh, crazy, crazy diets. But as I started implementing Trim Healthy Mama into my own life, it took about 6 or 8 months, but I began to heal from all the things that were going on in my body. And now looking back, I could tell, well, I was suffering from adrenal fatigue. Yeah. And then I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's.
Right. I remember.
And I have been managing my Hashimoto's. I don't have any antibodies anymore.
Isn't that incredible?
Seriously, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge, guys.
What's Hashimoto's?
And what's antibodies, right? And for people that don't know, all the ladies with Hashimoto's right now are saying, oh, yeah, yeah. But there are people.
Most people don't know what Hashimoto's.
No, Leslie. Right. John, you know what Hashimoto's is, right?
I can't go into detail.
Yeah,
John doesn't
have
a mic.
John doesn't have a mic.
I'm just going to have a private
Hashimoto's
conversation.
Hashimoto's is a thyroid issue, but it's actually an autoimmune issue, right, Chris?
Right.
Where your body starts attacking your thyroid and creates antibodies that are like basically trying to go to war against your own self.
And what's the typical medical solution for that?
Well, medication. And a lot of people just live with it.
Okay.
So they
live on medicine.
They live on medicine, right?
But even with medicine, you usually still will keep the antibodies.
Right.
Which is where your body is still fighting. And obviously, you know, you can say, oh, come to Trim Healthy Mom, you're going to get healed from Hashimoto's. But it's been years and this is your story.
Yeah, my story is that when I began nourishing my body, my body was freed up to heal itself. So Trim Healthy Mama and the lifestyle is what I believe was more just allowing my body to be nourished and get what it needs. Not to say that I don't take certain medication or supplements, and I do. But I mean, just thinking about, you know, adrenal fatigue and the years that I suffered with that, you know, the singing canary.
Yeah.
Started using that.
That's
started
Serene's
drinking
drink that.
That
she made for adrenal fatigue. Look it up. Google it right now and it will come up. Singing canary.
And that was huge. Just starting things like that where I'm supporting my adrenals. Mm. So I've come through all of that. It took 8 years, 8, 9 years.
Yes.
And now I'm at a point today where I am managing my Hashimoto's. Yeah. I do things such as, you know, I do stay away from wheat and gluten because that is inflammatory to me. I exercise. Mm. I try to superfood my body all day long. I love all the superfoods, use them abundantly. But I do feel like that the nutritional part of healing was because of Trim Healthy Mama. It's
now
been
you
my story.
Are 50 years old now, Chris. You look like stinking amazing. It's even
Thank
wrong
you.
How good you look.
Thank you.
But you are obviously in that stage, I mean, age-wise at least, where hormones are wacky, 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 because I'm 48 and my hormones are definitely changing. But I, you know, I see a chiropractor for an injury that I had. And he said, you know, he said, well, you've got this, you know, a spine alignment and whatever. He said, but he said, Pearl, you would be in such a mess if you didn't look after yourself. And I can tell you look after yourself. And so, yes, I'm going through hormonal things, but because we're nourishing ourselves, right, we can make it through.
Absolutely.
So how do you deal with this time of life? Because you said to me today, you're 50 and you're like, no, this is the best I've ever felt in my life.
That is true. You know, that's a good question because I am in perimenopause and I definitely started with perimenopause symptoms 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so for me, partly, I work with an integrative healthcare practitioner and I am on bioidentical hormones.
Yes.
That's part of it. And we've had to really play
with
that.
That's a tweaking process, isn't it?
It's very tricky, but that's been helpful. The fueling my body has been huge. Getting sleep, that is huge. And that is where the CBD oil has been super helpful with that. I kind of forgot what the question was. What did you say? You're asking me like
you
how...
You tell me. Like you're 50. Most women at 50 say, I am sick of this. Yeah. It's a crazy time of life. Yeah. Help me, please.
One of the main things is I really work on managing my thoughts.
Oh, yes.
And that is huge. Because if I look at perimenopause and I focus on how frustrating it is, and it can be, then that just takes me down this super negative path. And then that makes my brain create negative chemicals, which also pull my body down. So I really do work on managing my thoughts.
Would you say that that's been a part of your healing too? Because I remember you, Chris, when you had the Hashimoto's and the adrenal fatigue, and we'd come and we'd have sessions together and we'd just talk. And we'd ask you how you were, and a lot of it was like, oh, I can't eat this. And it was a stage of life you were in where you were, and I've been there too, Chris. We were allowing these negativities to rule our life. And I remember you walked out of it.
Yeah.
It was also nourishing your body, but it was also a change of brain space, right, for you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, so I had a huge breakthrough in March. So prior to that, I had been going down that road of lots of negative thoughts, not just about my season of life, but some life circumstances that were really difficult. And I did allow my negative thinking to just take over. And I believe it really took me down into a depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I really began seeking the Lord. And that's when I had this breakthrough. And I really feel like it was my thoughts, and I needed to take captive my thoughts in everything. And I had a lot of work to do with that because I had just let them go crazy.
Like I know the feeling.
I read a book and somebody called it like soul bullies. It's like these soul bullies are just bullying you all the time. Ooh. And I was letting them take over my life.
Yes.
And so I really began the work of taking my thoughts captive, including with my health.
Yeah.
And so instead of aligning with how bad this feels, or I'm never going to feel better, or all those negative feelings, I begin aligning myself with, no, I can heal. I'm going to choose life today. I'm going to choose life in my thoughts. I'm going to choose life in my food. And that's what I really try to help when I'm coaching somebody. You can change the what you do all day long, but if you don't change what you're thinking, you're going to just get right back into the rut that you were in.
Yes.
So it does take, you know, practice.
It does.
And practicing the thoughts. Like, I just read this email from one of our coaches. It was brilliant. She sent out this email to her clients, and I was kind of being a fly on the wall because I like to see what everybody's doing and stuff. And she said that one of the things that helped her change her habits was to start aligning herself with who she is as a trim, healthy mama instead of who she's not or what she's trying to stay away from.
Oh.
So in a situation, she would just say to herself, I'm a trim, healthy mama, and I choose life, and I choose to stay on plan. And she started to just identify herself with that as opposed to the negative.
Yeah.
So that's what I like to help people do, is to find what excuses that we give ourselves, and then help people get past that with no judgment. Like, our brain is going to go there.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just going to go there.
But do you find then coaching people that it's more even mindset than it is the practical tips you give them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you just repeat that?
Yeah.
It's more mindset than actually the practical action steps of what to change or...
Absolutely. Because even if you give someone five practical steps they can implement every day, if their brain is saying, is this just too hard or I can't do it?
They won't do it. They won't do it. So it's going back to, okay, let's be aware of what my thoughts are. What am I thinking about this? When I'm starting to make my plan for the day, am I dreading it? Am I thinking about all the sugar that I can't eat? Am I thinking about the things that I would rather be doing? Because if you're thinking those things, then your actions will follow and it will be really hard to stay on plan. So what I do is just be mindful of those thoughts. Oh, that little thought that came in that I want to bite of this cake. I just allow that thought to be there, but then I choose. No, my mindset is I want to be healthy. One of my biggest passions is to be able to be healthy until the end. I want to show up. And that's why I do what I, that's why I work out. I don't even ask myself if I want to work out. I just do it. Same thing with the plan.
Yeah.
I don't even ask myself anymore. And that's another tip that
so
I tell the mamas that I'm helping. Really don't ask yourself if you want to be on plan or not. Don't ask yourself if you want to, I don't know, eat something that maybe won't serve your body. It's I'm deciding that my body needs to be nourished. And so my vision is not like to do the plan. That's a tool. My vision is to fuel myself and to be healthy and to show up strong. And I want to love my kids and have energy for my grandkids. And
I want to live. That's good stuff right there, Danny.
No, that
okay,
was,
the vision.
Yeah.
Trim Healthy Mama is the tool, but the vision needs to be there.
Man, that's like... shut the podcast down and just every podcast we play that bite over and over.
It's so it's really true good. Because if you're looking at Trim Healthy Mama as the be all and end all, or I'm doing this Trim Healthy
Mama. Or like
Mama,
it's another diet.
Yeah. It's so much bigger than that. Yes, this will get you there in the most sensible, doable way without doing all this crazy stuff.
Right.
But still, it's I'm doing this to nourish, to honor my body.
And that was birthed from you and Serene, and that's your heart. That was your vision for the whole thing. I remember
but we've
never
said it like that, Chris.
Well, we just said it, didn't
we? I love it.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. But you do, I know that we've talked, and you you do the plan very simply.
Yes.
What are your simple ways of doing? What do you tell your clients when they feel overwhelmed? And often they come to you overwhelmed.
Yes.
Are they starting overwhelmed or they're in the middle of it and they're just like overwhelmed?
Right. So that is one of the biggest things. They either are overwhelmed or they don't understand the plan. So I start with just breaking it down. Whether it's, you know, let's just learn about the E meal or the S meal, or just break it apart for them. I also, I'm not a, well, I take that back. My personality is I'm all in, jump in. But a lot of people need the baby steps. So
Can I hear from you how you break down, like in two sentences, how you break down an S meal? Because Serena and I have done it on podcasts before and done it in our books. But I would love to hear the S meal and the E meal from you, Chris.
Oh, goodness. When
your client comes to you, it's like, I just don't understand what this S meal business is. What do you tell them?
I just say that the S meal is the meal that is going to provide the fat and protein in your diet. I mean, it's just as simple as that. Like, I think I tell them, and I don't want people to get in the mindset of low carb, but I'll say the S meal is the low carb meal with good fats.
Yep.
That's it. Like when I'm teaching somebody a deep S day and they're like, oh, I don't know what that is. It's like, it's a protein, it's a non-starchy veggie, and it's a good healthy fat. Yeah. Olive oil, butter.
Right. And so what are you saying? They said, but I don't get this email. What? I can eat carbs, but what?
Yeah. So the email's the same way. I mean, basically, you've got your protein, and now you get to have your healthy carbs, your healthy whole food carbs, and you keep the fat low so that, you know, you don't spike your blood sugar. And I feel like after people have, like, maybe an assignment, I'll give an assignment, like, okay, I want you to pick three emails. And I want you to tell me, you know, what those emails are. I feel like I'm saying emails.
Email, I know.
Yeah, emails. And I want you to practice.
Electronic mail.
I want you to
tell them to pick a breakfast and a lunch and a dinner for that week or something, you mean?
Yeah, and it could be a snack, too. Okay. So I want you to practice three emails and come back and let's talk about it.
Okay.
I want you to practice the S meal. I usually just try to break it down to where they are, and everybody is so different. So that's one thing about coaching that I love, is finding where somebody is and customizing something for them. So one of my tips, besides keep it simple, is to find what works for you.
Yeah.
So for me, I am not going to spend a lot of time in the kitchen.
Okay.
I'm just not. So I'm going to do quick go-to things like, I go to Costco every week and I get a rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you just get one?
Actually, I'm just now thinking, I can't believe I don't get more than one. Yeah. I just get one.
Because you have a big family. Or is this mostly just for your sort of meat protein? Or
no, I share it. Yeah.
Let me know what you do with it then.
Yeah. So, and I only have 6 kids at home right now.
Yeah.
6 out of 9.
Only.
And really 5 because, yeah.
Just 6.
So with that rotisserie chicken, I can do a lot of things. I can make a soup or a bisque out of it. The chicken noodle, it's your recipe. It's a chicken noodle. It's a soup. Yeah. Anyway, doesn't matter. Soup. We do a salad bar. So I take all the chicken off the bone.
Oh, okay.
And then I set up, all these little bowls full of, I use garbanzo beans, nuts, cheese, and I make it so that I can make myself an S meal if I'd like to, but my kids can have a bunch of E items.
Yeah. So they're crossing over.
They're crossing over. And I might add some rice or some you know, unplanned bread, you know, for my family. That's a tip that I do. Another thing that I do is on pizza night, I found these sprouted, they're like tortillas.
Yeah.
It's like
flatbread.
It's flat. Thank you. Yeah.
Sprouted flatbread. Are they new? Are they from Ezekiel brand or not?
No, they're not. Different. They're they're from a different brand, and I found them at Sprouts.
What are they called? Do you know? Because everyone's going to want to know.
Okay.
Thanks. We got like 10 million emails.
I'm Google thinking, sprouted flatbread.
I'm thinking in my, I can see it, but anyway.
They're from where? Sprouts.
I got them from Sprouts. So anyway, and you can actually make those super crisp, like it's real thin, so you can make a crispy crust, and I just do pizza topping on it.
And do you make that like, because that's an E crust, right? Because it's grain. And do you put S toppings and do a crossover that night for you even too?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of course you're at goal weight.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with crossover for people now and then either.
And sometimes I will make it just E.
Yeah. You can do a little bit of low fat cheese, cottage cheese and lean toppings. That's delicious.
I'll add that chicken, the rotisserie chicken to it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The chicken breast part of it. Yes.
So that's another thing that I like to help people find the grab and go.
Yeah.
I used to spend tons of time in the kitchen. I used to make sprouted bread. I used to do my own kefir. I do that sometimes. But there's seasons for that.
I know.
You know, maybe I'll get back into that. I want to. I used to culture my own vegetables. Now I buy them, which is crazy. But and I tell people if you are the people that I'm working with, if it's better for you to buy something like that, so that you'll actually have it and you can stay on plan. Yeah. It's better to do that than to set yourself up with a big prep day that you never get to.
I know. It's so true.
So another tip that I tell my clients is let's do a prep day, but let's keep it to an hour or under.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And what do they usually do in that prep time?
Okay. So on prep days, I suggest prepping the protein for the week.
Yes.
I suggest prepping their greens.
Yes.
That is my favorite thing to do. I prep my kale. So all week long, I can just pull my kale out. It's already ready.
What do you do to kale?
Oh, okay. I love this. It's just garlicky kale. What? So I saute garlic and butter, just a little bit of butter. I put the kale in. I let it
sweat. Bunch of kale from a bag at the store, right?
Yeah. Or I get the real kale and rip it off, which is my favorite. But the bagged.
Yeah.
I use the bagged. Then I add salt and pepper, nutritional yeast. This is the secret. A little smoked vinegar.
Oh, never even heard of smoked vinegar.
You can get smoked vinegar. I don't know where you get smoked vinegar. I got it from Lachlan Table, which is a restaurant that I go to.
Okay.
But even adding a little balsamic vinegar.
Yes.
And then chicken broth or vegetable broth.
Okay.
And then I just let it cook. So I have my greens ready. So I can pull my greens out for any meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Oh, and then you just do a quick heat and they're already done, eh?
Yeah. I actually let them simmer for like 20 minutes. So I let them sweat,
okay,
simmer for 20 minutes, put them in my container in the fridge, And then I'm a non-breakfast eater. I don't eat. I'm allergic to eggs. I don't eat eggs. I don't like sausage. So I actually eat crazy things for breakfast, like leftovers or fish.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. I eat salmon for breakfast.
So healthy, though.
And I will just pull in my greens and eat my salmon.
So you eat a lot of these wilted greens, which is really good because, it's, you know, it gets rid of some of the things that are in raw spinach and things like that, even though raw greens are good too. But you're using this pretty much several times a week.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder you're so healthy, Chris.
I do like that stuff.
Okay, it's so good. And that's something you said. I know. Do you have any other tips? But then I want to go back to where you said you can't do eggs because a lot of people are like, what?
What other tips? Let me see. I wrote a little things. Okay, another thing that I do, I don't like buying bagged lettuce anymore just because of all the stuff that's been going on with that. And then it just doesn't last. So I get romaine.
Yeah.
And I just chop it up at the beginning of the week and put it in my own bag.
Yeah, and your own, like,
in my own Ziploc baggie. And I can just,
and it keeps pretty fresh.
Yeah, with a paper towel in there.
Okay, and this is all in your 1 hour prep. When you said you prep your protein, that could either be your rotisserie chicken, or do you sometimes cook up some chicken or ground beef during that time? Right. Or
I'll choose what I'm going to have for the week, and it will be chicken or it will be beef. And I basically just cook it up for the week. I can bring it out if I want to for lunch, or my husband can have it for leftovers. Yeah. My mouth is getting...
Yeah, what about your fish then? Are you always cooking that from scratch or...?
I don't. I get frozen salmon.
Okay.
And I have an air fryer. So,
so you do it in that?
I do.
Everyone's going to want to know how.
Oh, my goodness.
Know that you get 10 we'll get 10 million emails for whatever you say. You have to say it now.
I never think of it like that. No. So I just do it. I just do the stuff. I need to do a video in my kitchen and show you some stuff that I do. No, so I get the frozen salmon, and I just take it out, and I spray it with MCT oil, and I put seasonings on it. I put nutritional yeast on everything.
Me too.
And chili powder on that, and I just put in the air fryer. And in 15 minutes, it's
what,
done.
400?
400. Yeah.
400 in 15 minutes. And that salmon is yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. This could change my life.
And sometimes I'll make more and leave it in the fridge. Yeah. I like it better when I eat it right when it's been cooked.
Yeah, salmon's better like that.
So that's a tip. I mix up my ingredients. If I'm going to make a muffin or oatmeal, I like to mix up my ingredients. This is for the prep day ahead of time. So just we'll put the oats and the sweetener and everything in there and put it in little baggies.
Okay, that's prep. Can I ask you something?
Yes.
And I know Danny's got questions too, but are you a menu maker where you have your own menu made out, like you know what's happening for dinner and lunch Monday through Saturday?
I am a big believer in planning the menu.
So you're a menu maker.
See, that's
where we're different. Yeah.
Well, especially for my clients, if they have a menu and they have prepared some foods ahead of time, then they are most likely to stay on plan.
Okay.
I can get up and just kind of go to my fridge and what I want without really thinking about it. But it does. So here's what I've learned. When I decide before, like the day before, it helps me not have decision fatigue.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, I just, whatever decisions I can pre-plan, I have more energy to just not think about that and think about something else. So I don't plan for 7 days. I will plan for 3.
Okay.
And I just
idea. That's more doable, isn't it? An idea.
So some people like 7 days. Mm. Some people like 3. And some people like the night before to plan what they're going to eat.
I'm a half hour person before sometimes. But
and some people are a half hour. But
I've done this so long.
I was going to say, and me too. But if you don't know.
Yeah.
If you can plan at least 24 hours, then you're going to be, I don't know, I feel like it sets you up for success.
Yeah.
And especially, here's a big thing, planning snacks. If you plan your snacks ahead of time, then, because I kind of get derailed sometimes with snacks, because I'll just, if I'm really hungry and I don't have anything on plan,
I want to
grab stuff. For me it's chips. I love tortilla chips.
Yeah.
And
for me, and it's not even bad, but it's like it's a crossover, but I would just do them all the time. I'd be crossing over all the time, but it's just sprouted Ezekiel toast in the toaster with butter.
Yes.
It's like the best snack butter in the
and
world,
toast
man.
Is equals cake for me.
I grew up with it. That was what mom said to go get when we were hungry.
Do you ever sprinkle the mineral salt?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my cake.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. I do.
Ezekiel toast.
That's
covered in butter.
And that's brilliant, you know, for people that need the crossovers all the time. Right. I can do them sometimes, but I can't do them all the time or else my scale goes up. Yeah.
So I usually will have people plan like pick some snacks that you like. Go through the book. Go get on.
What are your favorite? Give me a couple of snacks that you love.
I do organic beef sticks.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I think we order them from Paleo Valley or something like that. My husband orders them. He gets jalapeno.
Okay.
Mine are plain. I cut up. Okay. Here's another prep. I cut up veggies every Sunday and I just have them available so I can grab my bag of cucumbers. Yeah. That's my favorite thing. Yeah. I take cucumbers, squeeze lime, put sea salt.
Come on.
I don't put sea salt on until I'm getting ready to eat it because it makes them all mushy.
Okay.
So I have a bag of veggies. I'll grab those.
What's your protein with your meat stick or
and
something?
I'll do the meat stick.
Yeah.
Or I use the Boar's Head deli meat. Okay. I use that a lot.
Yep. Boar's Head's delicious.
I love it. Yeah. It's so good.
You can taste the difference, the quality of it.
Definitely. I wrote some stuff down too. I'm trying to think.
I get their Gouda cheese.
I love
the
Boar's Head Gouda cheese. Is amazing. Off the charts. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do cheese and nuts for a snack?
That was another one. Yeah. I do cheese and nuts.
How do you not go overboard on them?
Because I pack my baggie before.
Oh, okay.
And I put the amount in there.
And you just run out.
And then if I'm I cut myself off. And then if I'm still hungry, I'll usually make a protein. I'll usually drink a protein drink. So I usually do like a
Trimmy or something?
A Trimmy or chocolate milk, the quick chocolate milk. I just put it in my shaker bottle. I take it with me.
It really fills you up, doesn't it?
Yes.
What is that? Almond milk and a scoop of our powder or what?
Yes.
What's the
chocolate milk is basically almond milk, like a 10, 12 ounce cup. And then I do half a scoop. I find it too sweet with a full scoop.
And then I add a little bit of salt. I like the pinch of salt to it.
Do you know what I've been doing lately every night? Because, you know, over Christmas, you get used to doing the big treats. And then I was getting a hankering for it every night. Well, where's my treat? Even if it's a Trim Healthy Mama treat.
Right.
You get in the like, hey, where's my right to eat cheesecake here at 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
But I've been doing for about a week now. This basic thing, it's not even a Trimmy, but it saves me at nighttime. I get so full and so satisfied. All it is about 6 ounces of water, 6 ounces of almond milk. Put that in a pot, a little tiny pot. Put one heaped teaspoon of cocoa powder, one scant teaspoon of super sweet, and 2 pinches of salt, and then a dash of whatever you want, like vanilla. And 1 teaspoon of cream. We should write this out. But it is the best hot chocolate.
And so you heat it up. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Last night I put just one drop of peppermint essential oils, but you could do extract if you're not into ingesting essential oils.
Oh, I wish we had some now.
So I have it after my dinner. Actually, I have it about an hour after my dinner at night because that's when I start to feel like...
Dessert time.
Yep. And my body tells me, give me, and it gets in this selfish, like I demand things mode, you know?
Yep.
And so I give it that, and then I find all that hankering for cheesecake goes away.
No, that's interesting. I found the same thing over this holiday break with hot chocolate. Yeah. It was like a after dinner snack that curbed my whole cheesecake. Because for me, it's cheesecake.
Yeah.
That's what I want after dinner. Just every night, I want cheesecake specifically. It's like when I used to smoke cigarettes. And it's like, it was way back in the day.
Yeah, it was back when you were like 12.
Now it's 15.
Yeah.
This is 95. And driving down the road in the car, you have to have a cigarette if you're a smoker. When you drive, every smoker listening knows. When that car engine starts, a cigarette comes out. It's something, it's like coffee in the morning. It's just.
Is that right? Your brain must be filled.
I'm sitting with nothing to do. I'm idle. My brain wants a thing. And where's my thing?
But obviously you got over that.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah. I just cold turkey cigarettes. Mm. But it's the same with like hot cocoa or anything like that. That's rich and creamy and sweet. It will curb the whole I want my cake kind of thing at night.
Totally.
It helps. So cocoa at night is a good...
It is. And it's been really great to enter this new year doing that because I feel so blessed doing it.
Yeah. Every time you're just like, oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, I'm the luckiest lady in the world. Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go through it again? I'll go through it again. So half and half water and almond or cashew milk. Put it in a pot. 1 teaspoon of cream. 1 heaped teaspoon of cocoa powder. 1 scant teaspoon of super sweet. A bit of salt. And then whatever extract or...
I love it.
And man, it's good. I'm telling you. And it's like a fuel pull.
Yeah. And if you have a problem with heaped and scant, you're going to have to get over it if you're listening to this podcast because that's how it goes.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, so do you have any more tips? Because then I want to ask you about your allergy to eggs.
I don't think I do.
I think that's the majority of them.
So, wow, we're 34 minutes
in already.
You
better save time for my questions.
Okay, this is my last one then,
right,
I think.
Fair.
You have to do Trim Healthy Mama with limitations that would deter the strongest woman. Okay, people could say, eggs. I look at my life without eggs and I think, oh, wow.
I have egg envy. I think eggs are beautiful, but I think they're disgusting because I'm allergic to them and I don't like them.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah.
I've never eaten them my whole life. I would never eat them growing up. And then when I was going through all the health issues, I was tested and I'm allergic to them.
Okay.
So that's why I don't like them. But I think they're beautiful. And if you can eat them, go for it.
So what about all the baked goods that have eggs in them? And what about of a breakfast for a morning, you're mostly just doing meats then for your proteins.
Right.
Well.
So I can have foods that have the baked egg in there that doesn't bother me. Unless I have a lot of that.
Yeah.
But normally I really don't have a lot of that. I have a lot of whole foods and vegetables and but I cannot have any eggs they hurt my stomach, so they're not even on my list. So basically for breakfast, this sounds funny, but I do leftovers for breakfast. Yeah. I will do yogurt. Mm. I'll do the cottage berry whip. I'll do things like that, but I just...
Of course, you told us salmon.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
And then you're doing those wilted greens a lot with like a sausage meat.
I do.
Yes. Now, how do you get the mindset, though? So many people say, I can't do this and I can't do that. And I think... Sometimes it's, you know, we live under the oppression of that. How do you not let it be an oppression? And how is you seem happy. You don't seem like deprived. So what's the mindset with this?
I think mindset is everything. And it did take me a while to get there because you heard me complaining a long time ago when I couldn't have this and that. Basically, I think the first thing is accepting it. Mm-hmm. Accepting that this is my portion. This is what I can do, and this is what I can't do.
What do you feel about God's healing in that? Do you feel like He could come and even heal your body against that? Or you feel like, I don't need that. I'm okay without eggs.
I feel like He could.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm completely fine if He didn't.
Okay.
But that's the point that I'm trying to make, is that accepting
the
way it is, it helps me not to fight against it. So I just know this is just the way it is. I can't control that, but I am going to make choices with what I can control.
Yes.
So I think the mindset of what can you have? So if somebody comes to me and they're like, I can't have this, I can't have that. And I'll say, what can you have? Yeah. What do you love? Let's find a replacement. And you can do that. But a lot of times they get stuck in confusion.
Yes.
Because they're like, I don't know what I can have, or I don't know what I want, or I'm mad because I can't have this.
Yeah.
So when I can kind of get in there and see, well, let's look at what you can have and let's plug that into your routine.
Yeah.
And let's try some different recipes to see if you might be able to, you know, turn this corner or like this. So it's basically pointing them to what they can have. And it's all that mindset.
Yeah. And do you feel blessed like with what the foods that you can eat? Even though you can't have eggs, you choose to think, oh my goodness, all these foods that I can eat.
I'm very thankful.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for my health. I'm very thankful for the food that I do get to eat. Yeah. And I've cultivated a love of health food over the years. You know, I love the way it makes me feel. I love God provided it for us. Yes. I love that it can actually help heal our bodies. So I look at it more from now, a more gratitude or thankful mindset as opposed to what I can't have. It's like, what can we have and what can I control? I'm not going to mess with what I can't control.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, Dan, John's looking at his watch. So that means...
Oh, the watch. We've only been at 38 minutes. Most podcasts are like 2 hours.
Hey, we're in the top 10 podcasts.
And we're in the top 10. We'll do
what
we want.
2 hours.
Yeah, we'll do what we want. I just want to know, what's your favorite part about being a coach?
I'm so glad you asked that. I love, well, there's two things. I love helping people transform their lives, period. Love that. Live for that. Passionate about that. So as a coach, I get to do that.
Amazing.
And I love coaching our coaches. Mm. That has been so amazing to me. I had no idea that I was such a champion for other people and their amazingness.
You are. I love watching you, how you do it with them, because there's a coaching group. Once you become a coach, they've got their own group. Are they not the most amazing group of women in the world?
I am blown away.
Everyone helps one another.
They do. And they are smart and creative and hard workers and efficient. And I mean, they have so much on their plate and doing amazing things. So those are the I love that.
And what would you say the first thing people need to do to get real about the health of their bodies?
To get real.
Yep. Because I feel like I came from a world where for years and years, and many of my friends are still there, they lie to themselves, they play games with their mind, they act like they're handicapped. I mean, there's all of this stuff to get over, and that I personally had to get over to get real about my health. And I'm just curious, you know, what would you say is a starting place for people to get real, people to get serious?
That's a hard question because I have been coaching for a lot of years and I really can't coach people that don't want to be coached. Mm. And I think that you have to want it. And sometimes that you have to get desperate to want it. And I know for me, I had to get desperate. And I wouldn't want that for anybody. I would want people to value themselves and to nurture themselves. And my question is like, why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we loving ourselves well? Why are we not taking care of ourselves? There's usually, you know, reasons for that. So as far as calling somebody to get real with that, I mean, I just think awareness is huge.
But you're right. Often it takes someone seeing a picture of themselves or getting to that point where they're like, ugh, my knees hurt.
Right.
Or I can't play with my children. I'm wiped out. I feel nasty.
Well, I used to weigh more than I weigh now. Mm-hmm. But I didn't care. I could have gained another 200 pounds and would have, as long as I felt good, no change. But I was having gut issues. I was in pain.
So that was your impetus to change.
Exactly. Yeah. I had to suffer. That's what made me get real.
And so you can't force it on someone. They have to come to that life thing. It's like God, you know, this, Jesus talks about the fertile soil, you know, when you plant those seeds. And sometimes the soil's just not ready.
Yeah.
What's your other question for Chris?
That's it. Mm. That's it, Coach Chris. I'm so glad you came to the Trim Healthy Podcast on our celebration day of top 10 health podcasts of 2018, folks. You're hearing it
But
now.
I do want to say this. When we're talking about coaching, you know, with Trim Healthy Mama, there's no need. Some people will never need a coach.
Right.
You know, we didn't set this program up so like some multi-level marketing and our coaching system's not even set up like that. That you have to have a coach. You don't. I mean, the books are there and you've got friends, you've got free support everywhere you go.
Right.
However, some people thrive in that situation where they've got that one-on-one accountability partner. Mm-hmm. And I see her every day from the coaches. You know, now I'm in that group and I see, look, my client did this. And she, before she was just, you know, they just need that hand-holding.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I can tell you that for me personally, one of the first things I do when I get serious, after I've already done the whole want to bridge cross, where, okay, I definitely want this. I want it more than I want to binge watch episodes of The Office. Okay. I now want this more, finally. Okay. Cross that bridge. And one of the first things I've done, not just, I feel like Serene and Pearl are my health coaches. So I've never invested in a health coach because I have them every week, right? I just ask them questions and they tell me. But I have invested in a physical workout coach when I got serious. I've also paid for a business coach because I got serious about my business.
Right.
And so, and I wasn't leading to that, but I just thought of that after.
Sometimes when you invest that time and you like, well, you invest a bit of financial too, you're like, okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. And let me tell you, my business coach is a friend of mine who would do it for free.
Yeah.
But he said, if I do it for free, you will benefit nothing.
He said,
need to budget and hurt a little bit when you pay me because this is going to be the impetus to push
you
forward.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I have, and I do coach clients for free sometimes. I used to do it more. And those clients did not stay with it.
That's
and
right.
they didn't feel the pain of their bank account.
That's it.
You know, and the people that hire me now, they're happy to pay because they're motivated to change and they know they need the accountability.
That's right. See, and I know now if he offered it to me for free, I wouldn't accept it because I've had so much value in actually investing is, because that's my treasure, right?
It's all about your treasure,
where I put my treasure, that's where my heart's going to be. And so I encourage coaches or people that charge for services, never do it for free, because you're not helping people if you do it for free. They need to pay
for it. Well, unless it's a gift and someone is like totally wiped out of money. Yeah, but if they have the money, you know. And the fact is no one, you know, there's literally hundreds of thousands of people on Trim Healthy Mama that have been so successful without a coach.
Sure.
So it's not like you need a coach. But however, if you're meandering around and you're just, you're not really investing, maybe that is going to be the thing.
Yeah.
Because it's your trait. You start to put, you know, a little bit of your finances and a little bit more of your effort.
Yeah. It actually rewires your brain a little bit.
It does.
You know, it's kind of like when you take something simple. I bought a pound of beef from the store. You can cook some and throw some out. Mm. You know, you mentally cannot fathom wasting the food, right?
It's
kind of the same thing when you pay for something. You use all of it and you actually do it. Mm-hmm. And
I remember though, I would have, before we even wrote the book with Serena and I wrote that first book. And of course, Chris knew about it and was doing it, but she was an implementer of things. So she just took what we said and did it, right? But I would have people call me and say, Pearl, can I please come to your house? You need to show me. And I'm like, okay. So I would spend like most of my day cooking with someone, teaching them. And I really learned from that, because the ones that asked me for this, like, can I come? I need you again. Show me how to do that again. And I was so willing to do it because I was so excited to teach people. But I'm telling you, those people that I spent most of my time with for free, they would do the least.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes if I just do a quick email to someone and they'd grab it and they'd just ask me a couple of questions like, can I do that? You know, they'd go away and they'd just make huge changes, because they were putting in the time on their own. But when someone expects everything from someone else without putting in that effort on their own, it usually, they fall off the wayside.
Yeah.
So don't be that person. All I'm saying is, you know, we're all different. We need to learn. And I love spending my time on the groups, giving my advice for free and stuff. But you have to go and do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes that doing yourself is maybe investing in a coach, or sometimes it's maybe, okay, I'm really going to sit down and read those first three chapters of the book, rather than say I read the book and I flip through. I'm being really cool here, but tough love, people. It's 2019 and you're going to do this year, and you're going to set your treasure. I love that, Danny.
Yes.
Because it is a treasure to look after this body that we have been given. It's fearfully and wonderfully made, and it deserves fearfully and wonderfully pampering, and not just pampering, but just effort, just nurturing.
Yes.
I think we wrapped it up, right?
We did it.
We did it.
We did it again. We've got another one in the books.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah, special guest and head coach Chris Honeycutt. So great to have you, and we hope we have you again.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Take care, folks.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.